The number of people who die trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border is far higher than the Border Patrol reports. That's according to a new investigation by the USA Today Network. Rob O'Dell is an investigative reporter and data reporter at the Arizona Republic and the USA Today Network and was part of the team reporting this story, and he joins me. So, Rob, it seems like you were trying to get a more accurate count of people who die trying to cross the border every year. Is that a fair description of what you're trying to do?
Yeah, we tried to get data from four different states to try to get the most accurate count to date of how many people are dying crossing the border. And what we found was you can get an okay count, but you can't get a complete count because data is so problematic in Texas. No one tracks the deaths. And the Border Patrol only tracks deaths of people that they encounter. So that leaves, you know, anywhere from 30 to 50% of deaths uncounted.
Among the four border states, were some better than others at accurately counting?
Oh, yeah. California and Arizona are pretty good. There's some holes in Arizona, but the area covered by the Pima County Medical Examiner is very good. Texas is very bad. One of our sources in the story called it like a third world country, the way they track deaths.
And when you talk about trying to get an accurate count, am I right to assume that the count that we get from Border Patrol is lower than the actual number of people who die trying to cross the border?
Yeah, what we found was that in states where we had accurate data, it was anywhere between 25% and 300%. We found that many more deaths.
So that amount underreported.
Yeah, exactly. And what we found is that hundreds, if not thousands, of deaths are unaccounted for over the past 5 years, and that really that lack of numbers sort of diminishes the full impact of the humanitarian crisis that's going on.
And it seems as though, based on the reporting that you and your colleagues did, that this is just sort of a matter of different governmental entities all sort of doing different things and not communicating with each other. Is that right?
Yeah, and an overall lack in a lot of places of interest in counting. I mean, everybody has a lot of different jobs to do, right? You know, so the biggest impact is in Texas, and that's the poorest communities, you know, with very little budgets. You know, in some of these places, the autopsies that they do for migrant deaths are the number one budget expense that they have in their county. So it's, you know, in Texas, it's overwhelmed these small, poor, rural counties. You know, in New Mexico, they just don't track them. They track all the deaths, but they don't single out border crossers. It's very good in Pima County, but Yuma County and the bombing range are problematic in Arizona. And then we have some pretty good data from California. So it's basically a lack of interest in on a number of levels in counting them.
Well, so you mentioned that Arizona does reasonably well in this area. What does this state do well that maybe other states could learn from and start doing themselves?
Well, they first of all have a regional medical examiner. So the Pima County Medical Examiner covers Cochise, Santa Cruz, Pima, and for a long time it covered Pinal as well. So you have all this information sort of flowing to one place. And then, to be honest, they really care. They separate all these crossers from their other deaths so they can systematically track them and learn more about them. And they started doing this in 2000 when the migrant deaths spiked in Arizona. And so they sort of had the best system. But when we were over there, they said no one from any other states ever called us to ask about our system. So it's kind of, I think it's twofold. One, that they're regional, that they have a lot of the deaths come to one place, and then also that they care to do it.
On a policy level, why does it matter that we know exactly how many people are dying trying to cross the border every year?
I think because not knowing, you know, undercounts the humanitarian crisis that's going on. And also, if you're a big supporter of border security, you don't have the information of where these people are dying. So say you wanted to build a wall. How do you know where the best places to put it are if you don't know where people are crossing and dying?
Do you get the sense, based on the reporting that you did and the folks that you talked to, that there is any measure of optimism that things will get better, that at some point we will get a more accurate count of the number of folks who are dying?
I'm not really sure. I think that, you know, it could get better as, you know, for example, more people die in Texas. There's going to be more counties down there who says, you got to give us help. And so you may have, like, for example, the Texas legislature do something. But, I mean, we're not anywhere close to that now. And at the national level, you would have to have either, Congress or the government say you have to track these number of migrant deaths, or you would have to have the Border Patrol say we want to get an accurate count. And as of now, they haven't said that. As of now, they said, well, our count is the number of people that agents come in contact with. So if a migrant dies and the agent comes across them, it's counted. If the migrant dies and it's reported to local police, it's not.
So it sounds like the count is really in large part dependent on who actually either comes across the person who's passed away or to which agency a body is reported, as opposed to what's actually happening.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You know, if you die, I mean, we even say it's even said in the story by one of the sources, it's better to die in Arizona or New Mexico or California if you're a migrant and you want your family to figure out what happened to you. Because if you die there, you have a pretty good chance, if you're found, that your remains are going to get back to your family. If you die in Texas, there's a good chance that that's not going to happen.
Rob O'Dell is an investigative reporter and a data reporter with the Arizona Republican AZ Central, as well as the USA Today Network. Rob, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.